955.
All right. Winners of the Mojo in the Morning, Channel 955. This was a very interesting situation. And it is a very interesting situation. We haven't talked to Spike here in just a little bit. But just last hour, Spike took a golf cart off of a golf course, drove it about 2.5-3 miles away from the golf course, actually on I-75. And from what we understand, and I don't know what's going on right now, but it could be with the police as we speak. What did you see? Hi.
Oh, I just drove by, well, about 10 minutes ago, drove by Spike on the side of the road. The state police were out there, and he wasn't handcuffed or anything yet, but he was looking a little nervous and not too happy.
So the police were talking to Spike, because we haven't heard from him since we got the phone.
Yeah, state police were behind him, lights going, golf cart was up on the back of a truck, and Spike was kind of standing there with his hands in his pockets.
Oh, man. This is not good. We haven't talked to Spike. We're still trying to call the cell phones, and we haven't gotten a hold of Eric either, who's out there, too.
Yeah, I think they're both kind of a little occupied with the state cops right now. I feel bad for him. He looks a little nervous.
So. Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you for the call. Thanks for checking in. Bruce, hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much. I see why he could be nervous, man. I stole a golf cart, and I'm on reporting probation for 3 years for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah. So
were you planning on taking it back at the time?
Yeah, I was planning on taking it back. I was just out joyriding it. But still, if you all get him off, you all see if you can get me off.
Where were you joyriding at?
Out in the Smith Creek area.
What course was this that you stole it from?
Leaning Tree Golf Course.
What, so you, one day you just decided I'm going to go to the golf course and I'm just going to take the cart and go for a little joyride?
Yeah.
Kind of like what we did this morning, huh?
Yeah, the exact same thing, except I wasn't going down the freeway.
So what was it, a misdemeanor?
No, it's a felony.
It's a felony?
Yeah, it's a grand larceny felony.
And what did you end up getting? How much time and how much of a fine?
Well, it's a 5 to 15 year felony, and I got off with 3 years reporting probation.
You got to be kidding me. OJ could kill his wife and her boyfriend and get away with it, yet you have to maybe serve 5 to 15 years?
Yeah, for a golf cart.
What's the value, that's did amazing. They say, of the golf cart?
It's anywhere from $6,000 to $11,000.
Oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble here. Mm. So when you went before the judge, what did the judge say?
He told me that I was in it deep, and I was lucky to be getting let off with probation, and that's the same thing as stealing a car.
Oh, man. All right, well, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it.
All right, man.
We're in trouble, Mary. Hi.
Hi.
Mary, this doesn't look too good. And if anybody knows where Spike is, that they call us up. Maybe he's still on the side of the road with the police. Mary, can we help? Is there any way?
Well,
we
can... my daughter said that she could take up a collection with her class and see if we can bail Spike out of jail.
Oh, you can use the bail money all in pennies.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny? All of a sudden, coming around the counter.
She was just cracking up on the way to school, and she's like, "We got to help Spike, Mom." She goes, "I can take up a collection at school."
Anybody that saw this. And then had a good laugh by seeing a golf cart ride down 75. We need your help right now. We're doing a telethon for Spike. Hi, how you doing? Is this Raphael?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hi, Raphael. What's up?
Well, first of all, you guys need to give Spike a raise if he can't even afford to get to work in his own car. You know, you guys have to do something about that.
The reason why our boss is in the studio is because whenever he hears about a potential of a lawsuit or an arrest, he comes in here because his butt is also on the line right now.
And of course, you know, this company will not bail him out. Actually, you know what? I made a promise the other day to him that, and now I finally realize what his little secret was. He said, "Well, I can't tell you what I'm going to do, but if I go to jail for doing good radio, will you bail me out?" I'm like, "Well, if it's really good, yeah."
Did you hear WWJ was actually reporting it during their traffic reports?
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm surprised we didn't get TV off of that.
A golf cart. A golf cart is driving down I-75.